Hey everyone, ever imagined like AI,
Yeah.
you know, fighting your legal battles for you, getting you the best possible outcome? Wild, right? Well, that's one of the things that came up at a recent legal gathering we're going to dive into today.
Yeah, I saw that. It really caught my eye too. It was the American Arbitration Association. They're also known as the AAA. They hosted this panel discussion back in December on the 12th, 2023, all about AI and what it could mean, you know, for alternative dispute resolution.
And ADR, that's kind of a mouthful, but we're talking about things like arbitration and mediation.
Exactly.
Now, the AAA, they're like the leading authority in this area. Mm. So the fact that they're even thinking about AI tells you something's upright. Something big might be changing in how we deal with the
dispute. For sure, for sure. And get this. The guy who moderated the event, Charles J. Moxley Jr., he actually compared this whole exploration of AI to like a space voyage.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Pretty fitting when you think about all the unknowns out there.
Absolutely.
So one of the speakers who really caught my attention was Colin Rule. He's the CEO of ODR.com. And he had this vision, you know, for the future where AI could be analyzing evidence, coming up with strategies, even negotiating with other AI systems to reach resolutions.
Yeah, I read about that. It's a pretty bold idea.
Right.
Raises a lot of questions, though. Like, how do you even start to train an AI to negotiate fairly, you know, make sure it's effective, but also doesn't end up disadvantaging one side over the other?
Those are the million-dollar questions for sure. And it's good to see that the AAA isn't just talking about AI. They're actually trying to put it into practice.
Yeah, they've got some interesting projects going on.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, there's the A-Lab. That's all about finding new and responsible ways to use AI in dispute resolution. And they have these Gen AI town halls. They're bringing in experts to talk about, you know, all the latest developments in AI.
Interesting. So they're really trying to stay on top of things.
Definitely. And they're not just talking. They're building things, too.
Really? Like what kind of things?
Well, there's this thing called Clause Builder AI. It's designed to help people write clearer arbitration agreements. You know, so there's less room for confusion down the line.
Oh, that's smart.
And they're even experimenting with AI chatbots.
No way.
Yeah. To streamline the process of, you know, filing a case and stuff.
That's cool. Think about it. If these initiatives actually work, think about the impact. They could save people so much time and money.
Absolutely. Resolving disputes faster, more efficiently.
And they've already got a real-world example. They're using AI to create scheduling orders from, you know, those preliminary hearing transcripts.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically in construction cases.
Interesting.
And it's already saving time and money for the people involved.
That's impressive. It sounds like the AAA is really leading the charge here, you know, when it comes to using AI for alternative dispute resolution.
That's what Jeffrey Tizino thinks. Yeah. He's a VP at the AAA.
Makes sense. They could end up being the ones shaping the future of how we resolve disputes. It's pretty exciting.
It is. But it's not all sunshine and roses.
Yeah.
You know, William Tannenbaum, he's a partner at Moses Singer. He brought up some concerns about how AI might clash with the need for privacy and confidentiality.
Oh, yeah. Those are big issues. Especially when you're dealing with sensitive information, we need to be super careful about how AI systems can access and use that data.
Absolutely. And Tannenbaum, even though he raised these concerns, he's still optimistic that AI is only going to get better.
I hope he's right.
Yeah. He stressed that we all have a responsibility to make sure it's used to make dispute resolution fairer and more transparent. Not the other way around.
That's a good point. It's easy to get caught up in the technology, but we can't lose sight of the human side of things, you know?
Exactly. We need to make sure this tech serves justice.
Couldn't agree more. It's a powerful tool, but it needs to be used responsibly.
So it sounds like we're at a real turning point. AI has the potential to change everything about dispute resolution, but there are definitely some challenges ahead.
For sure.
And the thing is, this isn't some distant future we're talking about. AI is already here. It's already starting to impact the legal world.
It is. It's happening now.
And that's why we need to be having these conversations.
I felt
understanding what's at stake so we can make the right choices for the future.
I think everyone needs to be aware of what's going on with AI, even if you're not directly involved in the legal system. This stuff's going to affect all of us.
I think you're right.
It's already happening.
It is. It's happening now.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing this deep dive today. To unpack all of this, explore the possibilities, but also the potential pitfalls of AI in dispute resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So stay with us. We've got a lot more to cover.
A lot to think about, for sure. And you know what I find interesting about the AAA's approach? It's like they're really embracing this idea of experimenting and collaborating. you know.
Yeah.
They're actually encouraging their staff to, like, go out there and play around with different AI tools and platforms.
That's smart. I mean, instead of just trying to develop AI in a vacuum.
Right.
They're recognizing that you need all these different perspectives to make sure these tools are developed responsibly.
It's like AI. It's a complex field. You know, no single organization can possibly have all the answers. So I think they're doing the right thing. By bringing together all these different voices, it makes their approach to AI development much stronger.
Yeah, I agree. When you have diverse people working together,
yeah,
they can spot the potential issues.
Yeah.
You know, and come up with solutions that work for everyone.
Exactly. And speaking of solutions, let's talk about how AI is already being used, you know, to resolve disputes. One area that's showing a lot of promise is using AI to analyze those huge amounts of data. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Think about all the documents and emails and evidence.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
It's crazy.
It can be super overwhelming, even for the most experienced lawyer.
Exactly. But AI can process all that data way faster and more efficiently than a human ever could.
Right.
And it can reveal, like, key patterns and insights, things that a human might totally miss.
It's like having a super-powered research assistant.
That's a good way to put it.
Leading to better decisions, ultimately.
Definitely. And then there's predictive analytics. That's another exciting area.
Predictive analytics, what's that?
So it's like AI can analyze past cases and outcomes.
Right.
You know? And then potentially predict the likely outcome of a current dispute.
Whoa, so you're telling me AI can tell me if I'm going to win my case?
Well, it's not quite that simple. But AI can definitely give you some valuable insights into the strengths and weaknesses of a case.
Okay.
Which can help people make better decisions about whether to settle or go to trial.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Potentially saving people tons of time and money and stress.
Exactly. And it could lead to fairer outcomes, too.
How so?
Well, if both parties have a clearer idea of their chances of winning, they're more likely to reach a settlement. That's actually fair and reasonable.
Okay. I see your point. So let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Hmm?
Are human lawyers going to be replaced by robots?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the question everyone wants to know. The answer is no. AI is not about replacing human lawyers. It's about giving them better tools, you know, letting them focus on what humans do best.
Like what?
Like empathy, creativity, strategic thinking, things like that.
Okay.
AI can't do that yet. At least not very well.
Right.
Those skills are still essential for effective dispute resolution.
So it's more like AI is a powerful tool that lawyers can use.
Exactly. Like, imagine a superpowered paralegal that can handle all the tedious work.
Okay.
Freeing up the lawyer to focus on the more complex aspects of the case.
That makes sense. So ultimately, this allows lawyers to serve their clients better.
Absolutely. And speaking of clients, let's bring this back to you, the listener. Imagine you're in a situation where you're facing a legal dispute. Could be anything, right? A contract issue, maybe a disagreement with a neighbor, something like that.
Yeah, something most of us might deal with at some point.
Exactly. Now imagine your lawyer has access to these AI tools. Yeah. Tools that can analyze all the relevant documents, predict the outcome, suggest possible negotiation strategies.
It would completely change the game.
Right. You'd be able to make more informed decisions, potentially save a lot of money, and hopefully resolve that dispute more quickly and fairly. That's the power of AI. It's about empowering both lawyers and their clients.
Exactly. Giving them the tools to navigate the legal system more effectively.
It's really fascinating to think about how this technology is going to change things in the legal world, in the next few years.
Oh, absolutely. We're just scratching the surface here. There's so much more to learn and explore.
And that's why it's so important for everybody, you know, to stay informed about AI and how it could impact, you know, resolving these legal disputes. The more we understand, the better we can handle this new landscape. And advocate for a system, you know, where technology actually serves justice.
Yeah, and it's easy to get lost in all the technical stuff. But at the end of the day, we have to remember, you know, how this tech affects people's lives.
Right, exactly. How can we make sure AI makes dispute resolution more accessible, more affordable, you know, more fair for everybody? That's what we need to focus on.
And it's not just about the people, you know, directly involved in a dispute. It's the lawyers. The mediators, arbitrators, everyone who's part of the process, how do we prepare them for these AI changes?
Yeah. What kind of training do they need? What skills? So they can thrive in this AI-powered world. It's a challenge, but it's also a huge opportunity.
Totally. We can rethink how we train legal professionals, give them the tools and knowledge they need, you know, to make the most of this new tech. And the good news is we're already seeing some cool stuff happening.
Like what?
Law schools are starting to include AI in their courses. Professional organizations are offering training programs on AI and how it can be used in dispute resolution.
That's great. It's good to see that the legal profession is taking this seriously. But it's not just about them either.
Right.
We need to educate the public, too, about AI and how it could affect their lives.
Absolutely. The more people understand about AI, you know, the better choices they can make about how it's used, especially when it comes to something as important as resolving disputes.
And that brings us back to the AAA and that event we've been talking about. They're doing a great job of educating both professionals and the public about AI and what it all means.
I agree. They're being super transparent and collaborative. It's really great to see. They're bringing the conversation out in the open, you know, inviting everyone to help shape how AI is used to resolve these disputes.
Yeah, that open dialogue is key. It's how we get the best results. When we have these honest conversations about AI, about its potential and its risks, that's when we can come up with solutions that work for everybody.
Couldn't agree more. So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's leave you with this. AI is not a magic solution.
Okay.
It's not going to solve every problem, but it can be a really powerful tool for positive change.
The key is to use it wisely, ethically, and always with fairness and justice in mind. That's on all of us.
This has been a fascinating deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, but this field is changing so fast. There's still so much to learn.
If you want to dig deeper, check out the resources we'll link in the show notes.
And until next time, stay curious. Keep exploring.